بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the 11th para today, Surah Tawbah, part of another surah also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the munafiqeen. At that time Allah started to report them, informing all of the munafiqeen for the munafiqs. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, some of the people there, the munafiqs, were very concerned of what's going to happen. Very concerned what's going to happen. In other words, now that Nabi Kareem has come there, many people accept Islam in big numbers. So they decided now that they will build another mosque. With this intention that they will not go near Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read namaz in this masjid. So at that time, the battle of Tabuk was about to take place. So when the munafiq came to him, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and told him that we want to build this masjid and you must come and eat the salah there to be barakat in it. So he said, let me go to Tabuk and I'll come back and then we can make the complete namaz. However, he went to Tabuk, the war took place there. And after that, alhamdulillah, we know Muslims had victory. But when he came back there on the way, Allah Ta'ala said, Wahid. He told him, you must not read namaz at masjid. So that masjid is not the masjid that you read namaz in. Masjid Durar, you call it, you know, from the Han, is not a masjid of barakat, from the haram. Because the intention was wrong. The intention of the munafiq is that they should read namaz there, that they will not meet Nabi Kareem. All they don't accept Islam. On that basis, he said that they must not read namaz there. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went after and sent two sahabis to break down the masjid. The masjid was broken down. Then Allah Ta'ala praises the other masjid, Masjid Quba, and said, La takun fihi. In that masjid, there are people of that kind in the law that yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu at-tahirin. They are that people of that kind that inside of them they are very pure. And outside also they are pure. And they are among those people who make abundant tawbah. So you may read namaz in that masjid. However, just to show you that how important it was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of the munafiqeens, and then what is important that a person would learn to purify inside and outside. Sahaba ikram, they always ever need to make tawbah also. So we have to also learn to make tawbah at all times. We will not feel hard to make tawbah. Tawbah is very important. Especially in this month, we have made tawbah so much because how we are supposed to keep fast, we are not keeping fast to that. How much of wrongs that we are doing that Allah is overlooking it. The wrongs that we are doing, that's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his khutbah, that make a lot of istighfar. Now we did namaz also, how was our namaz? How was our taraweeh? How did our Quran? The day, the whole day passed, how was it? The fasting and all the rest of it. With all that we have to make istighfar all the time. When Nabi Kareem himself made 70 times istighfar without any sin at all, then how much istighfar we must make? In fact, we must make istighfar or ibadat. The sins is one side, but our ibadat is not according to Allah's expectation. It's through His grace and mercy Allah will accept it. So that is one thing that was happening. In Tabuk, in the battle of Tabuk, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem invited everyone that they must come out. But there were few Sahabas, they did not come. Did not come out. Due to whatever reason, but the reason was not correct at all. But now when Nabi Kareem was coming back from Tabuk, they were very worried what's going to happen. How are we going to answer? They thought to themselves, if we tell a lie, Allah Ta'ala said, Wahi down, they told a lie. So in no way they could come out. But they made sure they were very sincere. Sahaba were very sincere. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down, some of them gave whatever excuse, but the three Sahabas, who Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran Sahabis, they came forward and they told the truth that there had been a mistake and they were supposed to go in, because at that time it was very, very hot and plus the khajur season was on too. So one side business too, you see. So whatever it was, we're not going to go into that detail. But so happened that Allah Ta'ala sent Wahi down that they must be banned for 50 days. Banned for 50 days. No one must talk to them, no one must do anything with them. Now the Sahaba were very worried, because not to talk to them for 50 days is not the concern. The concern is Rasulullah had to pass them in that period, what will happen to us. Look where they should think now. They should think now that 50 days is okay, but if Rasulullah pass them in that 50 days, what will be our position? All the whole life will be disgraced. And every Sahabi was told not to talk to them for 50 days. Once Abu Abi Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was told he would separate himself from his wife too. He would separate his wife completely. He said that, you know, it was a task for me, that it was so difficult, that whenever Nabi Karim passes me, he does not look at me. But when I'm turned away, I see he's looking at me and he turns away again too. Look how the muhabbat the Sahaba had for him, for them. But just to show that they have not kept no contact, or what mistake you have made. But because they were so sincere and all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day after sin the way down, Allah forgave them. And when they were forgiven, how happy they were. That they mentioned the Quran, that Allah ta'ala mentioned them. So what a beautiful thing it was, that to become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember this much. Always, whatever the Allah's command, you must fulfill it. Not. Then Allah ta'ala further says, praises them, at-ta'ibun al-'abidun al-hamidun al-sahib. That these are the people, when Allah praises someone, what does he want? Once we are praising someone, once Allah ta'ala praising them. Allah ta'ala, at-ta'ibun al-'abidun. They are the same people who make tawbah. Abidun, they make ibadat of. Sa'ihuna, they make keep fasting. Raki'un al-sajiduna, they make ruku' and make sajda of. Al-amun al-ma'roof, and they invite you to good. And they keep away from wrong too. Al-hafidun al-hududillah, and they keep away, they will make sure that they are caught in the hudud, the boundaries of Allah Ta'ala. They do not go against the boundaries of Allah Ta'ala. These were the conditions, wabashir al-mu'mineen. These are the true mu'mineen. One is we praise someone, and when Allah Ta'ala praise someone. The Sahaba Ikram, Allah Ta'ala praise them. This lesson behind this is this much, that at all times you make tawbah. Tawbah is very important. Tawbah was very important. And secondly, always look at them. They made a mistake. They did not make any stories. But even straight Nabi Islam, we made a mistake. We have to also learn to, if we made a mistake in our lives, make sure that we made a mistake and ask for tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala forgives them. Allah Ta'ala shall amal kane tawfiq nasib Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wal Aqibat al Muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam wa sayyidil mursaleen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.